Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Thank you. There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. Our dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity. You channel stellar cosmic sound as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, 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 oh. It flows through you, it flows through me. From the sun is who we be. It feels good to be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, there's a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Current of energy that is flowing through me and flowing through you. It is that currency that joins us together. And when we remember that we are one with the one that is the currency, we are in the flow of life. Sometimes in the flow of life, our mind might be telling us something different. So we take a breath. We breathe in and we breathe out. And right now we're holding everyone in a prayer consciousness. Rebecca, we got you. We are all in this together. We are going through a transformation. We are all being made new. We are all being given an opportunity to surrender, not even to step up. Because there's nothing to step up to. We're already there. We are the love we seek. We are the greatness we desire. We are the creativity. We are the joy. So it's not about really stepping up, but we can say that. But in truth, it is about surrendering. Surrendering to our greatest yet to be. Surrendering to that something within us that goes beyond definition. But energetically right now, we hold each other and grow together. Know that all is well, that this is a perfect divine moment for us to say yes, yes to life, yes to ourselves, yes to humanity. And we keep taking one step at a time. Some of us may run because we've been maybe dragging. Some of us need to slow down. Some of us need to scream. Some of us need to be quiet. Some of us need to celebrate. Some of us need to go in a cave. But it's all good. It's all part of this thing called life. Love is truly a current of energy, and we are holding you in consciousness, Rebecca. We are holding ourselves in consciousness, and we know that all is truly well. That was Mukur Ray. We started to show off with Mukur Ray. Tap in, and we are all tapping in right now. To find out more about Mukur Ray, you can go to Facebook. It's on Facebook. Now, it's got an interesting name. Well, interesting it is. You know, I can say that because I have an interesting name. But this is how you spell his name if you're hearing it for the first time. It's M-I-K-U-A-K. That's the first name. The second name is Ray. Like the sun ray, but it's R-A-I, not a Y. R-A-I. Mukur Ray. Tapped in. And we are tapping in right now. So good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you're here. And you are making a difference with every thought that you're thinking right now, everything that you're feeling right now. You are changing the planet. You're adding something. You're planting a seed into the planet, into the soil of Mother Nature. So your responsibility is to be aware of what you are planting in this Mother Earth that always says yes. It always says yes. So whatever we plant, the universe says yes. Yeah. So we got to be aware what we are planting, what we are thinking, what we are sending out into the ethers. And even when we are panicking, even when we are worried, we can just bring ourselves back with a breath and allow the Godness to breathe us. We can confess and say, okay, God, right now I don't know how to make this happen. We can say, you know what, God, I'm scared. I need your help. That is self-love. That is self-love, learning to parent yourself. But sometimes it's hard to parent ourselves. We just need to have a support group, if you will, accountability partner, people who can hold you in consciousness and say, you're going to get through this. That's self-love and self-worth. And today's topic is exactly that. Self-love and self-worth are the foundation of true love. So in order to experience, to feel, to taste, to express true love, we've got to learn to love ourselves. We've got to learn to develop our own self-worth. But it's a lifelong journey. So wherever you are, wherever you are, we are grateful. We are grateful for wherever you are. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Eastern. Ooh, today's topic, as I said, is self-love and self-worth are the foundation of true love. And Janet Ong Zimmerman is in the chat room. And no, she's not in the chat room. She's on the phone line. But she may be in the chat room. But what I meant to say was she's hanging out on the phone to bring us some dose, some energy of love, some inspiration to transform how we see our lives. So we're going to get to Janet in a few. What else do I need to tell you? Announcements, I got that. Well, before we do the announcement, those of you who are registered with Block Talk Radio, and if you're not, go ahead and register with Block Talk Radio right now if you're listening as a guest. Because, you know, the whole idea of self-love is for you to give and for us to receive and for us to give back to you. So it's a circle. It's that currency of love. We ask that you sign in into Blog Talk Radio using your Facebook account. If you don't have Facebook, that's fine. As a matter of fact, if you don't have Facebook, go sign up now. Just for us. Keep everything else private. Don't let anybody post on your wall. Just only sign up when the show is on for us. You know? sign in with your Facebook account and it will let your peeps know what you're listening to, that you are listening to a wonderful radio network called Life Conversations Radio Network, the best radio on the planet. I said it. What else do I need to tell you? Share the show by signing with Facebook account. You can Twitter as well. You can send text. You can post. You can email your folks. You can just call your people next door in the cubicle. Send it to Life Conversations Radio, but turn the volume down. Because, you know, the supervisor, he can get very, you know, whatever you need to do, just share the show. I don't care how you do it, just share it. I've got some other announcements to share with you. I want to welcome you in the chat room. Tam Tam, welcome. Ambassador, welcome. Celeste, Rebecca, 4 degree of Sagittarius. She's here for her daily dose of inspiration. Melanie66, welcome back. Nice to see you. And the silent listeners, thank you for tuning in. And those of you that I don't see and those of you listening on the archive, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio Network. We appreciate you. We appreciate your love, your energy, and continue to spread the word, the love, the inspiration to yourself and others. Announcements. We've got a special announcement, but let me do the regular one. We're taking your calls. We want to talk about love and relationships. Let me get my voice right. Love. Stop it. We're talking about love and relationships, letting go of things that are not serving us, attracting what we need, and creating harmonious relationships. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we will come to you. What else do I mean? What else do you need to do? Oh, if you don't want to call in because you're shy, you don't want your wife, your husband, your partner, your spouse, the other, know that you're calling a radio station. You can put it on Facebook. that's not necessarily the best place to keep a secret. But anyway, Facebook, Ask Life Coach Ade, like page, fan page. You can post it on there, Ask Life Coach Ade, fan page, like page. Post it on there. Celeste, Casper, and myself, one of us, all the three of us, will get to it. And if you don't do Facebook and you really don't want to show your business on Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversations, with an S, conversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio button, and there's a drop something. Use the Ask Ade. Click there to fill in the email. See, I'm doing too much now. I'm thinking and talking. That doesn't work. Click the Life Conversations Radio button. And there will be a drop menu. Click on Ask Ade. Click that and fill in the email. See how it works when you don't do too much thinking and you just talk? Yes. Now, we've got a special announcement. I've got to bring Celeste on because she's going to run it down for you. And then after that, we're going to bring before I bring Celeste on, speaking of Celeste, that would have been a great segue if I didn't say before I do that. It would have been a good segue. But I'm going to try it next lifetime or next show. Well, speaking of Celeste, I'm living in the moment. We have Celestial Moment at 1 o'clock with Celeste Morgan, so stay tuned for that. But now we are doing something. It's really time to take Life Conversations Radio to the to a whole new level. We have new hosts joining us. We have hosts that are here already, and it's time to do big things. And right now we are inviting you to support Life Conversations Radio in the expansion. Now I'm going to put the link in the chat room. And it's quite simple, actually. Well, it's kind of simple, but I put it in the chat room. And there's this. This is the website is pleasefund.com. We're expanding, and we're asking you to contribute to the expansion of Life Conversations Radio. I'm going to put the link in there now, and Celeste is going to come now. Celeste is going to share with you what you get through your contribution. We want to give back. We want to keep it a giving and receiving thing. You know, you give and we give back. Not, we're not giving back because you're giving, but we're keeping the flow going. There are things we can share with you. And so we want to keep the energy flowing. I'm going to bring Celeste in a minute. And while I do one thing at a time and post the link in the chat room. And for those of you who are listening on the phone line, it is pleasefund.com/pages/347. Interesting that it has 347. Interesting. I know some listeners adding that number up right now. pleasefund.com/pages/347. Now I'm going to bring Celeste on. What we're doing here, Celeste is going to tell you, let's see, I think we can go through that real quick and we can bring Janet on. So bear with us. It's all part of the expansion and the growth. Right now we don't have the rewards on the site, but by the end of today it will be on there. And Celeste is going to tell you, let me bring Celeste on. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm putting on my Vanna White dress right now. I get to tell about gifts. It rocks. Okay, so we're going to do this quick because I'm so in need of Janet. But the most beautiful thing about Life Conversations Radio Expansion is while we grow, you get to come along on a journey with us and plant your seeds into something that is already feeding you, but we still want to give back. So with that said, I finally got a day to agree to do shout-outs, people. If you give us $1 or more, you get a shout-out on the radio that he doesn't normally do because we don't do shout-outs, and I won't have to sneak and do them anymore. And, you know, it's a fun way to just say thank you to you for giving us a dollar. We'll say your name on the radio, and I'll make a day do it. Isn't that great? Then for $5 or more, you get 4 inspirational recorded messages spread over 2 weeks. You get a dose of joy personalized for you by Life Coach Today. Now, you know he has high energy. He'll get you revved up. Imagine getting that message and you get to start your day. Perfect. Now, remember, that's a message, recorded message. He's not calling anybody's phone. Just want to make that clear. But for $25 or more, you get to have your very own spiritual reading, a personal moment with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. 30-minute reading, you get to spend time with me. I'll teach you about your destiny and your lessons on your path, playing with animals and even your birth cards, and you can get clarity on your journey with me for $25, 30 minutes. Can't miss that. Then for $50 or more, you get to do group coaching, gather with like.
And what happened? What in the world?
But you get to grow in community for 2 1-half-hour sessions spread over 2 weeks. Then, going fast, we're ready for Janet. $75.
We sort of lost back to the 50 again. We lost when
go back to 50? Oh, no, that's important. That's the group coaching, growing into community. You get to gather with Life Coach Today for a group coaching to help you lean into your power effortlessly. And then you get to remember to be gentle with yourself. You get to do it with community. You don't have to overdo it. If you give $50, you get to experience that in 2 1.5-hour sessions spread over 2 weeks. And then for $75, we go into individual coaching sessions, 45 minutes, 2 45 sessions spread over 2 weeks. Now you get a personal touch with Life Coach Today, one-on-one, and then you get to be transformed. Now, if you want to increase that, $100, 2 60-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks. And again, that personal touch with more time. $500, Life Coach A Day will personally facilitate a workshop at your home, group, or center, maximum of 15 people in the metro Atlanta area. He'll be with you for 1 hour and 30 minutes. And then, for the big spenders, $1,000 is a speaking engagement with your group, church, or organization in the metro Atlanta area. So, there are lots of opportunities to play and to donate from just having your name shouted out or having Life Coach A Day in your face. Help us build, and let's make all of our dreams come true. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the song in the background is Ricky Byers Becker saying, I thank you, we thank you in advance. And we're going to add more to the rewards, and it keeps coming in. Ambassador, because Ambassador is going to be given a gift. So we're going to add that to. By the end of the day, we'll have everything updated. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much. And the website address for those of you who said, oh, I need coaching right now. Whatever you need. If you just want a shout out, because I don't do shout outs. But Celeste, like, she twisted me. She said, oh, here's my perfect opportunity. Thank you, Celeste. All right, let's see. Let's do this. Let's get ready to bring Janet on. Let me give you that website address once again. It is right here, pleasefund.com/, or some people call it backward slash. I call it forward slash. Forward slash? No, we're not flashing anybody. Forward slash pages forward slash 347. Okay? And you click the contribute button and just follow the thing. And though we don't have the reward up there right now, we will definitely we'll have your details and we'll definitely let you know. Okay. What do we need to do now? We need to bring Janet on because she's been waiting patiently, and we want to talk about love and relationships. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. We're not going to go in. I'm just going to turn up a little bit while I pull some things up, and then tell you a little bit about Janet. Cause it's time to expand and grow in consciousness.
Blinded eyes to see my glorious bride.
All right, let's do this. Ricky Byers Beckwith, I thank you. Ricky Byers Beckwith or RickyBB.com, WeLetItBe.com is to find where you can find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith. And we truly thank you in advance. Now, let's bring Janet on, but let me read a little bit about her before we bring her on. So thank you all of you in the chat. Thank you those that are listening. Make sure you share the show because we're getting ready to take the whole world to a whole new level where we experience true love. When we have love for self and self-worth, it's an ongoing process. But, you know, we got to do the work. Got to do the inner work. So, here we go. Let's do this. I need to do this and do that. And thank you, Janet, for being patient. So, as a relationship coach, Janet Ong Zimmerman has helped women take a heart-centered approach to love. I just love that, a heart-centered approach, because we do take head-centered approach to love. It doesn't work for a little while. She takes a heart-centered approach to love, which leads to a deeper and more fulfilling connection with their partner. Because Janet understands what the successful woman goes through to find love and has successfully transformed her love life, as well as others. She is passionate about helping her create her, the successful woman, create and sustain lasting and sustain lasting love. There you go. Janet believes so we all have a message to share that can help the world. These messages usually come from difficult life lessons we've grown from and transcended in our own lives. True love is my big lesson. Love is everything, and the power of love transforms life. This is what makes the world a better place. I love her already. I love her already. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful new friend, my guest, myself, Janet Zimmerman. Hello, Janet. How are you doing?
I'm good today. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for being patient. We had to take care of some things today, and we appreciate you bringing that the energy of true love to the house. So we know all is truly well.
thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm looking forward. I'm excited about what we're going to create together and what we're going to inspire in our listeners and the aha moments and the shift in consciousness. Now, I just read a little bit about you. There's so much more about you, your work. It's a powerful work. It's really about true love. It's much more than just romance, because that's one way of expressing love. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who is Janet Ung Zimmerman? Who are you?
Well, that's a great question. Who I am is really just enjoying this journey of life and love that I'm on. And I really have taken decades to learn this lesson called love, and I still continue learning. But it becomes easier and easier with more practice. And I'm really passionate about helping women to be able to transform their love lives, because I feel like a lot of times we don't see how wonderful we are. And we are always trying to help other people as women, and really it's like the first place to help is really ourselves. And so I'm really passionate about helping women to be able to find love from a place of who they truly are and from a place of self-love and self-worth. And so that's who I am. And who I am is also somebody, I love spending time in nature, having meaningful conversations, and experiencing, traveling, learning about different cultures, and just people in general.
Yes, yes, I understand. Now, I two questions. Well, let's start with the foundation. We talk about love, self-love, true love. And, you know, love is that word that we use for a lot of things. Oh, I love this food. I love that restaurant. I love my car. I am in love. Oh, love makes the world go around. You know, love just gets everywhere. Love, love, love. And we all have different meanings of what love is. To you, what is love? What's the meaning of love?
Well, it's really about what you mentioned before. You were talking about the current of energy. And when you were mentioning that, you know, I thought, you know, that's so true, because the energy that we put out into the universe either attracts or repels people. And when we're putting out an energy of love, it's so attractive. And then yet when we're putting out an energy of fear, it tends to repel. And so for me, it's really about the energy that we put out, but the energy that we put out has to stem from the way that we really love ourselves and how we love ourselves.
Mm. Now, that before we drop to that, how we love ourselves, that's a lifelong task, and how we do that. On your website, you talk about, you know, your website address is Love for Successful Woman. Who do you consider, what's a successful woman? What does that look like?
Success really is quite a broad definition, and the definition of a successful woman, from my perspective, is a woman who has really been able to find success in so many areas of her life, whether it's raising her family or having a great career, and yet love has eluded her. And so for, you know, some reason, she still doesn't have the love she desires, but yet she's really successful in so many other aspects of her life.
Right. Yeah, that's just, love is it's an interesting thing. So let's talk about, you know, this whole thing about self-love.
you know, we've heard it, and I mean, from childhood, we're told to love ourselves. And today's topic is self-love and self-worth are the foundation of true love. You know, we're looking for true love. We want to feel that love within ourselves. We want to extend that love to others. But sometimes we're not always taught how to love ourselves. Sometimes the things that we did as children that honored who we are was called being selfish. What is self-love, and how do we go about loving ourselves so that we can have a solid foundation for true love?
That's a really great question, Ade, and a great point that you make about from when we were young. A lot of times, the things that we got in trouble for when we were younger end up becoming things that we think are bad about ourselves. And so through the course of growing up and into adulthood, we try to hide these self-perceived aspects that we think are bad. And that's what keeps us from really being able to love who we are, because the parts that we think are bad that we tried to hide from other people that we don't want to be revealed are equally as much of who we are as the sides that are really great that we really want people to know about us. And so when we can actually start to accept, embrace the parts of ourselves that we consider to be bad and integrate them into who we are as a whole person, then we can start to love ourselves. And the interesting thing is that the things that perhaps, you know, we think are bad about ourselves, they also have served a good purpose at some time in our life and still serve a good purpose depending on the situation. And so it's really about just accepting, embracing that aspect of ourselves. And then when we can do that and just really love who we are completely, then that's when we can really have the self-love for ourselves.
You know, it's interesting. This month, we're at the theme for the month is freedom. And, you know, we've talked a lot of other guests about really embracing our shadows, you know, dancing with our dragons, looking at that part of us, the parts of us that we think are bad, as you said. And somehow it's like we are being conditioned. We have been conditioned to try and hide a part of ourselves. And what I'm finding personally with myself and other people that I know, people that I work with, is it's the part of us sometimes that we resist or try and hide or try and leave at home or put a makeup on or mask. That's the part of us that really, if we allow it out, it will take us further. You know, it will transform our lives. But somehow we'll be conditioned to, oh, no, you shouldn't be too strong. You shouldn't be this. You talk too much. You ask too much questions. You do this. You, all you want to do is draw. All you want to do is write. And those are the part of that great quality. So it's a sort of, you know, we've got to do our own inner work, right, to get back, to reclaim our power, if you will, so that we can begin the process of self-love. Don't you think really just doing the inner work?
Right, yeah, I totally agree, because what we tend to do is that we try to seek love from outside of ourselves. And this shows up in trying to seek affection, approval, and love from our partner. And so when we're doing that, we're seeking it from a place of deficiency and not abundance, because we're thinking that we lack it within ourselves.
Right.
And so it's like when we're looking for someone else to fill that void, it's like we never really feel connected to who we are, and we never really feel free to be who we are.
Right.
So until we can really connect with who we are and love ourselves and be authentic, true love is going to continue to be like this thing that's out in the sky. But yes, it's so attainable.
You know, one of the things that I'm realizing is sometimes in the self-help industry, spiritual community, that we are taught, or some teachers teach, that, you know, until you really, you shouldn't be in a romantic relationship until you know what love is for yourself. And I really do get that that's the truth. But
the beautiful about relationship is we did a show called Relationship as a Spiritual Practice last month. And relationships help us tap into areas of ourselves that we need to be aware of, and part of us that we consider bad, that we're judgmental about. And so with relationship, I think that I believe that, it's more than a belief. I know that it's part of the process of helping us love ourselves. On your website, you talked about your journey, about how love was just, you know, you were successful in your work and things that you wanted to do. But when it came to relationships, it wasn't, you know, just couldn't quite handle it. Can you tell us more about that, your journey to, before you woke up, as you put it?
Yeah, I would be happy to. I was really focused on my career, and I had a really successful professional life, and I just really thought that love would fall into place. And so I really didn't at the time put as much of a focus on romantic love as I did my professional life. And wow, what I found is that I kept attracting the same relationships but different men, and I really could not understand that. And it got to a point where I was like, you know, it's like all of the men that I've attracted actually have been very nice men, and yet for some reason or another, they don't work out. And I felt like I was a good catch because I had a good job, a good head on my shoulders. I was able to support myself. And so I finally realized that I was the common denominator in all of these relationships that didn't work out, which forced me to really look at myself to see what the common characteristics were that I was attracting in these different relationships and these different men. And so when I was able to realize that, okay, these are the commonalities, for instance, I attracted men that were not really like the commitment type, and yet I wanted to at some point be in a happy marriage. I attracted men where our relationship stayed more on the surface level and where we didn't really communicate. So then when I looked at myself, right, I realized that, you know, these men are just a mirror reflecting who I am. And I realized that I myself wasn't able to express myself openly. I actually was afraid of commitment, but I didn't realize it because I viewed being committed as being trapped and controlled. And so until I was able to really work through those within myself, and once I did, then I was able to create the kind of love that I had always wanted.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when you talk about reflecting who you are, and, you know, generally we are not taught that, you know, in society that we're living, it's more about 10 things to find the Mr. Right or 10 things to keep a woman happy. And some of those things are valid, you know, but I think we forget about the inner work. And I want to ask you this right now because there's a question which kind of ties into what you're talking about here. Question from Jody. She said, all my love relationships have turned out to be emotionally abusive relationships. I now believe it was because of a pattern of negative self-talk. I am healing because I've recognized this. Do you think that I picked the wrong people to fall in love with, or does the relationship change because of my self-talk? What do you think, Janet?
Well, it's a great question, and I do believe that we pick people, and this is, you know, unconsciously perhaps, but we pick people based on where we are at in our lives to help us learn and grow from these unresolved issues or unmet needs. And so perhaps Jody attracted these kind of partners into her life because for her, and it's great that she's realized it, is that perhaps she has this unhealthy dialogue that is going on in her head. And so if Jody, if you're able to get to a point where you can really start to question the thoughts that are continuing to repeat themselves in a negative way, and just really observe them when they come up in a judgment-free way and more out of a curious way. And as you start to question your thoughts, to see what it is that they're telling you, as well as how they are making you feel, then you can start to really work through them. And a really good resource for that is Byron Katie's The Work.
Yes.
I would really suggest to go onto her website, and she has a video that explains what The Work is about, and she's got a free downloadable worksheet that you can do to just start the process of loosening up your thoughts so that you can start to see that they're not true.
That is so true. That is not true.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, how can you say that is so true? But it is. I mean, and I think, you know, we're, a lot of us, male and female, we're working, all of us are walking around with a defective software in our consciousness. And the inner work, the spiritual practice, is about helping us identify that which software is no longer working for us, or what is defective that's corrupting other files, and it shows up in our relationships. And for those who don't really know about computers, which very few people, it's the idea of when you get a virus to your computer or spammer, you know, you get spammed, you know, or your computer sends out information to other people, sends emails out, or you can't turn on your computer crashes. Same thing with relationships. It's really about us doing the inner work. Now, one of the things that Jody said, we got a lot of questions, actually. One of the things Jody's question, she said, let me go back here. Let's go here. She said, I know what she said, but I just want to make sure I say what she said. She said, do you think that I picked the wrong people to fall in love with? You know, there are people, and I know you've heard this too, Janet, there are people who would say, oh, that was the wrong relationship. That was the wrong person for me. But really, in truth, nobody is wrong for us, because everybody that we're in a relationship with, be it romantic or otherwise, they help us to see something about ourselves. Either we may end up judging them, criticizing them, or we may thank them, or they help us see, as you said earlier, Janet, reflect a part of ourselves that we can say, oh, Jody has identified that, you know, I have negative self-talk, and I've attracted people who aligned with that negative self-talk energy. So they're not really wrong, actually. They're healing angels. They help you realize if you keep thinking like this, you're going to keep drawing people like us into your life, and it's going to create a lot of emotional turmoil, emotional abuse. And, you know, and what are your thoughts, Janet? Do you think we can attract wrong people, or relationships can be wrong for us?
You know, I really believe the way that you just expressed, Ade, in that we do attract people in our lives to help us grow and help us learn, too. And I don't think there are any wrong people. It may seem like it at the time. But the more you stay with this, the more you believe that the people that we attract in our lives are to really help us to grow, to become complete, and to become whole, then you'll notice that you'll attract higher quality partners in your life. Mm. Like, as you continue to grow, you're going to continue to attract better quality people and partners.
Yes, because life will mirror back to us what we're thinking, the thoughts we're holding in consciousness, the energy, where we, you know, what we really believe in. And sometimes what we see reflected back to us, it's not always the best. We don't like it. And it's not easy. But if we're willing to do the work once again, if we're willing to be open for growth and transformation. Janet, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue. We're going to talk about self-worth. How do you know your self-worth? How do you measure your self-worth? Because I want us to kind of break it down, self-love, self-worth, and because it's the true foundation for true love. And then, well, as well as taking questions, we've got a lot going on here. And so we're going to take a break. And if you're just joining us, Janet Ong Zimmerman is my guest. Her website address, she is a love coach, a relationship coach. So, and on her website, listeners, there's something, you know, you could
Go to a website. Maybe you've been struggling with love. Maybe your relationship is not working. Maybe you're with a husband, with a wife, with a partner, with a mate that you're thinking, I don't know. I think I'm wasting time. Or maybe you do really know you're wasting time, but you think, we've invested so much, and we don't want to. I don't know if it's a good idea to start over again. Go to a website. There's a lot of different resources on there. It's just got a little tab called Love Indicator Assessment. See where you're at with true love. Learn how to create your ideal relationship. So by clicking that button and just follow it, don't do it now because you need to pay attention because true love is about staying in the moment. Okay, so don't do it right now. But that's later on. We're going to take a break. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Are you challenged? Is there something you heard that you want to share with us? Maybe something you're going through and growing through that is just making it difficult for you to really experience the love that your heart really desires. We're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade like page. Post your questions on there like Jody did. And or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And now we are going to take a break as I feel like, yeah, in my head it feels like Grand Central, like someone said one time on the show. But we'll be right back. We're taking a break. Life Conversations Radio. And what are you listening to? Let me get Jack Armstrong to tell you what you're listening to because there's so much going on in my head. Jack, please tell them. Jack, tell them what they're listening to. Please tell them.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio is here, dedicated to assisting you in changing your life, to being the change you want to see, to get you out of the darkness, or as a matter of fact, to get you to turn on the light while you feel you're in the darkness. And when you turn on the light, you realize, oh, I am the light. You realize the way in is the way out. Oh, my God, I trust love. Yeah, that's some Ricky Byers lyrics that I mixed there. But those of you who don't know, you just go to BeLetItBe.com. Yes, we are the light that we're seeking to find. We are it. But life is a process of uncovering, excavating, recognizing the self-talk, as Jody was sharing earlier. And we're talking self-love and self-worth, the foundation of true love. My guest is Janet Ong Zimmerman. Her website address is loveforsuccessfulwoman.com. You can find out more about her. You can see that beautiful smile that she's that's just coming through her. This light is coming through her. She's like, she's healing you just through her smile. So if you just go to the website just for that, you will be healed just from that light that's coming from Janet. And we're taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Chanel, welcome. Glenda, welcome. Tamara, welcome. We welcome all of you, those of you listening on the archive right now. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being part of Life Conversations Radio. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Don't forget it. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. We go. Shows are other shows on the network, and there's more to come. But right now, you listen to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And now, this is Janet. Janet, we're talking about self-love and looking at how, you know, people help us see what we need to work on and how life reflects us and people reflects our own consciousness. Let's talk about self-worth before, yeah, let's do self-worth and then we'll go back to questions. Self-worth. What is self-worth and how do we know, how do we measure our self-worth?
Okay. So I guess I want to define self-worth versus self-esteem because I think that sometimes they're confused as the same thing. And I do think that there's a definite difference from my perspective. We derive our self-esteem based more on accomplishments, our appearance, how we come across to others, and what they think of us. And since much of what we're doing when it comes to self-esteem is to appeal to other people, we're not able to truly be ourselves. But with self-worth, it's really based on how we see, feel, and think of ourselves. It comes from within, and it's not based on what others think of us. And so when we have self-worth, we're more free to be our authentic selves. And so there's a lot more freedom there. And so when we know our worth, we are able to respect and honor our boundaries. It's coming from a much more healthy place, and we know that we are enough. We don't let other people define our worth, and instead we behave in action from what we think is important to us. And we care less about how others view us. And when we don't know our worth, we tend to let other people define who we are. We tend to let them control us, and we're at their whims more. And so we tend to seek approval, acceptance, and love from others, not realizing that we need to first approve, accept, and love ourselves.
It's about the self and everything out, you know, the media, magazines, and well, generalizing here by saying everything, but there's a lot that tells us it's all about the external world, how people, you know, the whole thing is not what you know, it's who you know, or you got to know somebody. We just, you know, it's all we're told is about the external, but the spiritual, I mean, first of all, I say, you know, if we're on this planet, we need to pat ourselves on the back, you know, because it takes work to navigate this thing called life. There's so much that's coming at us. Some people, parents and teachers, they got two jobs or, you know, they got to travel. There's so much going on in our lives. And being able to, you know our worth and love ourselves in the midst of everything, it's got to take a deeper commitment to ourselves. But generally, most things don't. It's like, oh, yeah, you can do it yourself later. People don't take time to play, to have fun, to relax. We get so caught up in what needs to be done, what I need to do, but we forget about who we are being, you know, our beingness, our spirit. Like, who am I? Why am I here? What's my gift? And this whole thing about self-love and self-worth, it's about self-awareness, isn't it? You know, understand, becoming aware about who we really are, right?
Right, definitely.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say you're right because really it's the self-awareness that can start to lead us towards the self-love and the self-worth.
Right.
What, yeah.
What were you going to say? You can share that thought. Go ahead. You were going to say something. Don't swallow it. Say it. Don't swallow it. Don't hold back.
I heard it. Well, without the self-awareness, that's when we keep repeating the same relationship patterns.
Ooh, say that again. You're about to hold that back. Say it again, please.
Okay. Without self-awareness is when we keep repeating our relationship patterns.
Indeed, indeed. And with self-awareness, we can get to see the part of us that needs work, the part of us that we got to work on. And one of the things I say is, you know, if we become aware to areas of our lives where, you know, parts of us are stuff that we're working with, that we're healing, you know, some people recognize maybe they've denied or didn't know or unconsciously they knew they were abused, but it's been so painful, so traumatic. They don't really want to talk about it, confront it. Or maybe something happened in a past relationship, they've been brokenhearted. You know, we try and avoid it, but with self-awareness, doing the work to become aware of oneself, it helps us go into a relationship and saying, listen, the areas of my life that I'm working through, there's something, sometimes I have a tendency to be judgmental, or sometimes I can be jealous. Sometimes, you know, I seek approval from people, from family members, from friends. And I think with self-awareness and that kind of awareness anyway, it helps us to create the relationships that we need or that we desire, really, rather than what we need. So we can go in being aware of who we are, and that helps us, you know, build a relationship that's harmonious. Because in your website, I looked at when you talk about yourself, one of the things you said, which was funny, and before we do Celestial Moment, we get ready for Celestial Moment, but you talked about you broke up with the same man twice, and it caused you to look at yourself and to adjust that. And it's an interesting thing. I mean, sometimes it feels like it's kind of redundant to keep talking about you got to do your own work. But before we do Celestial Moment, can you just kind of emphasize the importance of embracing the parts of us that we consider to be bad, that we want to get rid of, that we hide because we want to show up? You said earlier, it's like, you know, we want to be, particularly females, want to be a good catch. I mean, that's a whole topic by itself. I mean, I think if you're setting yourself to be caught, then that's, but anyway, I digress. Let's talk about, you know, real quick before we go to this next moment, the importance of really not being afraid to doing the work to revealing the parts of us that we consider bad or that we're ashamed of, that we feel guilty about.
Yeah, it is so important, Ade, that we do that part of the work within ourselves, because if we don't, again, it's like we are going to keep repeating the same relationships but with different men. And if we don't, we're going to look at the other person and think that it's them that needs to change.
Right.
And so when we're sitting there wasting our time hoping that someone else is going to change, it really takes away from our power, because truly, the change does start within us. And when we can start to really embrace, as I mentioned before, and look at those parts of us that we're ashamed of, and then start to change those aspects, then it's really interesting, because it's like either, if you're in a relationship with someone, either they're going to start to change themselves as a result of you changing, not because you're wanting them to change, or you're going to find out that, you know, this person really isn't the right person for me, and you're going to be in a good place to be able to move forward in your life. And one of the things that is a good practice is to look at the areas that you try to hide from other people and what it is that you're embarrassed of, and then understand where it came from when you were younger and how it was that it's affected you as you've gotten older. And then really look at, there's actually a great resource. It's Debbie Ford's The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. And she goes into a lot of great detail to really help us understand where it comes from, what it is that it does to us, and how it is that we can start to really just release and embrace those aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some exercises too in her book. And so I would really suggest that if you have listeners who are really interested in looking within themselves in that way, to check out that book. Because that was one of the resources that I found extremely helpful for me. And I know that when I've used it with my clients, it's really been helpful to them too.
Yes, I remember reading that book, and I said, that is me. The dark side of the light chases. We run to the light because it's too dark where we are. We want to just, hopefully I can leave that behind when I find my spiritual self. And then when you become enlightened, when you're enlightened, whatever that means, where enlightened means allowing the light in, when you get to see, when you become aware of yourself, enlightenment, you realize you've got to embrace that dark side. You've got to embrace your shadow. And really, what I find is when we hide ourselves, a part of ourselves from others, from our loved ones, from coworkers, from people that we see on the street, our neighbors, we literally rob them of our magnificence. You know, our love, our creativity, our joy, because that's a part of you that the world wants to see. But it takes courage and trust. We've got quite a few questions. We're going to do celestial moment, and we'll come back and continue the conversation on self-love, self-worth, and the foundation of true love. My guest is Janet Ong Zimmerman. Check out her website, loveforsuccessfulwoman.com. A lot of articles there, resources to help you find out where you are, to check in and see how are you showing up in the world, how are people seeing you. You know, there's so many ways to see who we are being. But right now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, who is standing by in the wing. Why do we say that? Well, I guess as in the theater. Yeah, it must be. That's what it is. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing? Okay, let's try this again. Hold on.
Yeah, my
there
heart.
Yeah. Okay, start over again with it. Go ahead.
I said, hello, I'm doing great. Hi, Life Coach today, and Janet Ong Zimmerman. Okay, I have to ask a quick question of Miss Janet. You know, maybe at some point in the interview you can tell us what kind of traits you exhibited to nab that husband of yours. That was quite some beautiful pictures I saw on Facebook.
Oh, thank you, I will.
Wonderful, yay! Okay. So
You wanted to give up a gift to tell you how she nabbed that husband so you can go after her husband? Or what? Make that make
no,
clear.
No, I don't want her husband. I'm just saying,
okay.
Janet is a beautiful, successful woman. And
okay,
she's
good.
A relationship expert. And here this relationship expert just seemed to me to have a dream wedding. And I just want to know how you do that. That's all.
Okay, good. I just want to get clear.
Is that all right?
She
can keep Mr. Zimmerman. I'm just asking for those who are looking, how do you do that? You know, we're getting the clues, but I just want to hear the backstory. That's all. Is that okay?
Right. It's okay, because we all need a woman that loves us dearly, a husband that loves us dearly, a boyfriend, a mate, and then. So, okay, let me step out your way. Let me get out your lane.
I know. Get on my lane. And, Janet, thank you so much. I'm so glad you made it public because I felt like I was in Hawaii, too. So with that said.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Oh, my pleasure. You're so sweet. Oh, I love this. I'm going to go ahead and do this because I want to hear the rest of the answers that are coming forth. It's a beautiful download coming from Janet. So good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now, even if it's a Mercury retrograde, which just started on the 15th. But Marina Partridge reminds that it's an optical illusion. It isn't going backwards at all. We just need to slow down and take a good stock of our communications, all of our messages, verbal and nonverbal. The soul is always speaking. During this time, we have lots of incentives to listen. It's Monday, July 16, 2012. Add the date and you get 2035. Add 2035 and the energy of the day equals 10 of the turtle and medicine cards and the wheel of fortune. But we're going to take destiny into our hands and add again to tap a major dose of power that's found underneath 10. 1 plus 0 equals 1. 1 is the magician in tarot. The magician is about action and being in concert with all of the elements. The earth brings grounding and stability. The fire wakes up our passion. The water bathes us, connecting us to the tides of giving and receiving. The air brings gentle breezes to open the mind to gain clarity. The first letter of the alphabet is A, and words like abundance, alert, and assured connect us to the divine energy of number one. One also shows up as the eagle in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Eagle, fly high, touch great spirit, share your medicine, touch me, honor me, so that I may know you too. The majestic eagle has the boldness of heart to fly to the heavens and the ability to stay connected to the ground. How high can you authentically fly when you are feeling low? Allow the winds of the storm to take you to your next location by watching this animal of the true north. There's not a lot of flapping around. It simply glides. The duality of oneness is embraced through initiation and spiritual testing. The eagle is reminding you to take heart and gather your courage, for the universe is presenting you with an opportunity to soar above the mundane levels of your life. Broaden your sense of self beyond the horizon of what is presently visible. To do this, staying in alignment with divine messages. I'm not talking about faking a walk or projecting affirmations. I mean to embody the goodness of the words you receive for daily inspiration. Allow the seeds of your innate goodness to blossom. Make a conscious decision to believe in your inherent worth of grace, strength, beauty, power, and freedom to be all your soul desires to experience. True love starts with love of self. Catch this truth with eagle precision, widening your vision, and you won't get off course while manifesting your dream. You don't have to wait for love when you know all is well, because you already are. And that's the story of one, told through our friend the eagle of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us that we are the one and we can fly like eagle and recognize that we are the love that we are looking for. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And today we're talking to Janet Zimmerman, and we got questions. We got some deep questions, Janet. So let's go. Let's jump into it. Let's run through these questions, and then you're going to give some tips. Let's see. Here's a question. Here's a question from Sleeping Beauty. It said, little girls. Oops, let's stop this music first, because we're done with Celestial Moment. I need to have, like, 20 fingers. Actually, no, I don't. I just need to use what I got, okay? That would be pretty messy. Okay, here's a question. Little girls grow up hearing stories of women who sleep and are only awakened by the kiss of their one true love, the prince. There's a lot of questions here. So here's the first question. Did Janet have a favorite fairy tale that shaped how she approached love and relationships? That's the first question. Next one is, what do you think would have been useful to hear when you were a little girl that would have brought home the message that true love is awakened when we truly love ourselves? Okay, let's stop there first because there's quite a few questions. So the first one is, did Janet have a favorite fairy tale that shaped how she approached love and relationships? Let's do that first.
Boy, that's a really good question. You know, I don't know that I can remember having a favorite fairy tale, but I do think that I bought into the concept of the happy ever after and, you know, some Prince Charming coming in and sweeping me off my feet. And that is really, I feel like that's a disservice, those fairy tales to young girls, because it's not reality. And so what happens is that when we grow up thinking that that's how it's supposed to be and it doesn't match our reality, we tend to keep waiting and waiting and waiting for some phantom Prince Charming instead of being empowered to create what it is that we want.
Right. So true. And nowadays we're evolving. There's other parts of the question, and I'll read that. But nowadays we've evolved to recognizing that sometimes a princess is looking for another princess, or a prince is looking for another prince. And it's
right.
all love.
Right.
So we need to start writing different cartoons. Oh, that will create some stories. Can you imagine? Ooh, wait, let's move right along. Oh, gosh. I'm just imagining what that would look like. I mean, but there's going to come a time where we have cartoons like that. But because we say we are one, then we need to live it out. So here's the other part of the question. What do you think would have been useful to hear when you were a little girl that would have brought home the message that true love is awakened when we truly love ourselves? What would that message have looked like to you, and how do we carry that message to our younger generation? And, there's a lot of questions here. How do we carry that to the younger generations, and how do we reclaim our heroine's story to regain our freedom? Signed, Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty is doing a lot of thinking. And if you need me to read any part of the question again, I'd be happy to.
Okay, so what would have been useful to hear? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think what would have been useful to hear is that, and even to learn, because especially in Western society, as we're growing up, what we're taught in school is very much left-brained, and it's very much about accomplishing and achieving. And, you know, it's about winning at all costs and just, you know, rising above the din. And all of those qualities, they are really good and they do serve a purpose in the world. But when it comes to love, those aren't quite the qualities that are going to really bring a meaningful connection with somebody special. And so what I really wish that I could have learned when I was younger, and I really wish that they would teach this to kids at a younger age, is all about the connecting with your heart, about listening to your intuition, about really honoring your feelings, and really about how to love, because we're not taught that, and we end up having to learn by trial and error.
So true. Let's go to Mary's question. Mary said, a woman's mystery is often said to be her attractive quality. What is the difference between mystique versus hiding? What's the fine line for tapping into feminine power and not perpetuating stereotypical gender role expectations? That's from Mary.
Right, okay. So, yeah, it's a great question, because one of the aspects that is really attractive, if you're wanting to attract a masculine man, is to be able to tap into your feminine energy. And it's not so much about a mystique or trying to hide, you know, a part of yourself, but it's really more about, because we all have that in us, what prevents us from really being able to tap into it, especially if you're focused on your career, is that in our professional lives, we are able to be successful using more of our masculine traits. And so what happens is that when we leave the office, when we leave our jobs at the end of the day, sometimes it can be difficult to turn off the masculine traits. And so we really need to make a conscious effort to tap into our feminine energy by really disengaging with our minds and connecting more with how it is that we're feeling. So, for instance, like if you are in a situation in a relationship where something it doesn't quite set right or feel right, a lot of times what happens is we'll be stuck in our minds trying to rationalize or understand, or we'll have long conversations with our friends about, why do you think he, you know, is saying this or doing this, when really we have the answer. So it's really a matter of just being more in a quiet place and then feeling how it is that you're feeling inside, so that if you are feeling expanded, that's a really great sign to move forward. But if you're feeling kind of like in turmoil or contracted or stressed, that's a sign that, you know, maybe it's better not to move forward. Maybe you need more information before you can make a decision. And so it's important to do things to get in touch with the feminine aspects of ourselves, whether it's spending time in nature, whether it's doing things that really soothe our soul. Yes, so I hope I answered her question.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact we're talking about really checking in with the body. If you're feeling expanded or contracted, if you feel so, if you're feeling a knot in your stomach, that's a indicator to pay attention, to really listen. That's a good tool. Okay, we got a question from Lola. She said, commercials still target traditional thoughts about desirability for men and women. In your communication with men and women in your work, what do we have in common about our mutual desirability, and where are we different? How would you suggest we go about using this information to get more in touch with what's true for us instead of what is expected?
Right. Yes. So what it is that we have in common, men and women, are that we're human beings. And we all want to be able to feel connected, to have a meaningful connection with the person that we are with. And it's not so much that we necessarily want different things, but it's that we have a difference between females and males as far as maybe the way that we think about things, or the way that we might approach things. And so being able to, though, approach things from who we are versus what we think somebody else might want us to be is going to be a lot more attractive to your partner or the person that you're trying to attract.
Right.
It's when we pay attention to the commercials. And, yes, you know, we want to look attractive, right, because the exterior appearance, yeah, it might attract somebody. But the reality is what is going to keep a quality person is your inner appearance.
So, you know, there's questions, I mean, the conversation about media, commercials, and what we see about relationships. And most of the commercials we see is about, you know, relationship between a man and a woman. What have you noticed from people you work with when it comes to same-sex relationships? Do they have the same kind of challenges, same kind of struggles? Is there image from commercials, which I don't see any, maybe on different channels, but not that I know of, that where the media influences what they look for in a partner?
You know, I have friends who, like, are lesbians, and I coach, I tend to coach the women who are looking to attract a man. And so I can speak from the perspective of, like, knowing my friends, right?
Right.
Who are same-sex. And what I do see, though, as far as in common, again, is that, you know, we are human beings. And we really just want to be loved for who we are, is really the bottom line. And,
yes.
But yet,
is the bottom line.
Yeah, is that we want to be loved for who we are.
Right. And being loved not for being perfect, not for being smart or intelligent, just be loved for who we are. Every one of us, children, even the dogs, the cats, they just want to be loved. You know, that's a simple thing. Simple thing. Okay, we've got some more questions. Here's a question from, well, initials HE. What are some positive images out there in media that you caught that affirmed a woman's self-worth and self-esteem? Interesting question. What are some positive images out there in the media that you caught that affirm a woman's self-worth and self-esteem? H.E.
You know, to be honest, Aday, I don't pay that much attention to media.
I understand.
Because I really, the times that I have, I feel like it doesn't really leave me feeling that good about life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to be honest, I don't. I mean, I feel like the self-worth piece of it is something that every person can define for herself or himself on their own.
Now, I understand. I mean, there's the box in the house, but every now and then I get to turn it on. And sometimes the programs I want to watch, but I'm just so wrapped up in the work that I'm doing. It's like, oh, I missed that program. But, yes, and I think really I'm sure there are great channels out there, there are movies to come on that firm people, there are documentaries. But, you know, we just got to decide what works for us. You know, there's a lot out there, really, that tells us that we're separated and all the housewives or whatever. But, anyway, let's move right along. Now, I got a couple more questions to ask you, and this question is kind of related to what Celeste was saying earlier. How do people attract the perfect mate? From where you're coming from a place of wholeness, from a spiritual groundedness, what kind of tips would you share with people to attract the perfect mate, partner, wife, husband, girlfriend, whatever they want, or transform the one they're already in? So they love the person, but somehow there's some things that's not quite working. What would you share with them?
I would say that it can boil down to three key steps. One of them is to love yourself first. The other one is to know your worth. And then the other one is to be really clear on what it is that you want in a relationship and in your partner. And so we talked a lot about earlier self-love and self-worth. But it's also important to be really clear on what it is that you want, because if you're not clear, you're going to attract the wrong type of partners. You're going to perpetuate the cycle of unhealthy relationships, and it's going to be really difficult to get out of. So, like, as an example, right, for me, like, I thought I was really clear because I thought, well, I want to be in a relationship where we have really good communication, and it's like two-way communication where, you know, there are no misunderstandings. So that I thought was really clear. But what was actually happening in my life was that I myself wasn't able to communicate openly, because what happened as a child is that I learned that if I spoke up and disagreed with my parents' point of view, then I got in trouble, right? So it was scary to be able to speak up openly. And so how this showed up in my love life was I tried to couch sensitive topics in a way that I wouldn't upset my partner. So I was always speaking from the level of my mind, and not so much from the place of, you know, how I really felt. And so because I was thinking that I was really clear, so my mind wanted to be in a relationship where there was really good communication, but what actually showed up was that my own communication was very muddy. So then I wasn't getting clear communication. So that's why it's really important to not just be clear in what it is that you're thinking, but to have your behaviors and your actions match as well.
Behavior and action having them match. And it's, you know, if we, by doing our spiritual practice, it helps us to realize that if we're not getting something in a relationship, if we think something is missing, then we can ask ourselves, what do we need to give? What do we need to show up? Now, it does, I mean, to some extent, it's an interesting dichotomy. I call it the duality of oneness. It means I got to do my work, but at the same time be able to engage the next person and say, okay, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm experiencing, without demanding that they change so that I feel better. And that's a very important distinction, rather than saying, well, because I've heard people that I've coached saying, well, I'm doing all this work on myself, but how come he's not doing the work, and I feel like I'm just going to do all this work and he's just sitting there doing nothing. And I'm like, well, but ultimately what it really comes down to, aren't you seeking peace of mind for yourself? Can you really control other people? Can you control them enough for them to change? And the answer is always no. But there's always this attachment to wanting to control others, right?
Right. And the more that we can let go of the attachment and just really focus on ourselves, the better off that we'll be.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, just two more questions. Well, there'll be three. The third question is for you, but, well,
all the questions are for you, but the questions, well, anyway, it'll make sense in a minute. So the last two questions I want to ask about this topic, yeah, there you go, is how do you, Janet, feed yourself? How do you fill up your love tank so that you can show up fully for your husband?
You know, I really do things that I love, and I really have lessened my, like before I would sometimes feel like I had to say yes to things that I didn't want to, so my obligations, I guess I'll call them that. So I really do things that I love, and I love my life, and I just really, I think because I am conscious of, you know, just continuing the inner work, because we've never arrived, you know, and I've not arrived either. And so because I'm just continually, you know, working on the self-love, the self-worth, and just doing things that I love, I think that the way that I show up is that person too. And so we just really, I think we just really are so good together because we give each other the freedom to really do the things that we love individually as well as together. And, you know, we don't necessarily share the same interest, but yet we respect and we appreciate each other's interests and passion.
Now, that's real love, because that's what love does. Love allows you to be you without trying to change somebody else. And that's a lifelong journey. That's a lifelong work. And it's a trial and error. There's no perfect way. Last question I want to ask regarding this topic. This month we're focusing on freedom, as I said at the beginning. What is your definition of freedom?
My definition of freedom is to be able to be truly who I am. Another way of putting it is to be able to be comfortable in my own skin. And I think that when we are able to just accept who we are, to love who we are, and to really be free with who we are to everyone, it gives other people the freedom also to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it really is not then so much about me necessarily, but it becomes about everyone else. They can be that way too.
Yes. Wow, you shared a lot of nuggets, wisdom, insight for us to transform our relationships, attract the kind of love relationships that we need, and enjoy, just really enjoy life. Because, you know, where this spiritual truth comes, you know, it applies everywhere. Once we do our work, we learn to love ourselves, we keep doing it every day, and, you know, we get to a place where we could feel, sense, embody our own self-worth, then we truly will have what is called true love. And true love is constantly growing and expanding. And you've definitely added so much into that conversation. Before we let you go, this is the third question. That is not really a question, but it's a question. It's an invitation for you to share anything you want our listeners to know about your services, maybe something's coming up, or maybe something in your mind that you want to share with you, that you want to share with the listeners that I haven't asked you.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to let your listeners know that I have a lot of resources on my website that are no charge, no cost, that can really help support your journey to love. There are two of them. One of them is the Love Indicator Assessment that Ade mentioned earlier. The really good thing about that one is that we tend to approach our love life on autopilot, by how we attract the same kind of relationships. And so one of the things that we talked about earlier was self-awareness. And so in order to transform your love life to where you can really attract a partner who completely loves and respects you, it's really necessary to have the awareness to know where you're at in order where to go. So the love indicator assessment, it lets you really see where you're at with love and helps you understand at a deeper level why it is that you haven't found true love and what you can do to create it. It's something that only takes a few minutes, and you do receive a 6-page report that shows you in detail what's going on with your love life, what it is that you can do to be able to change it. And there are some actionable takeaways that you can start to put into your life. The second thing would be Your Guide to Love, and that's a monthly guide that comes out on the third or fourth Thursday of every month. And there are really insightful articles, resources, tips, and inspiration that can help you also on your journey to love. So I would really encourage you to try those two things. And if you have a burning question about love, you're welcome to either send me an email or post it on my Facebook page at Love for Successful Women. And I'm so thankful that I was able to share my message. Thank you, Ade, and also to your listeners. And Celeste.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. Thank you for adding to the conversation. Thank you for being part of empowering humanity and helping us recognize that true love is right where we are. If we're willing to dig and go within, we will find it. Thank you very much, Janet.
Thank you, Ade.
You're welcome. Life is good, is getting better. Self-love and self-worth are the foundation of true love. I'm curious to hear what's bubbling up for you, listening. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. You know, just so much. It's so you guys know, those of you that listen regularly, I can talk, or I can go on and on and on, and so many things are coming up for me with Janet. But, you know, we've summarized it, we've touched on it, but this whole thing about self-love, self-worth is an inside job. It's about us learning to be gentle with ourselves. It's about us recognizing that what's in the media, that's not the media part of it, but, you know, we have to be selective. We have to really ask ourselves, what do I want to feed my consciousness? What do I want to feed my awareness? Because whatever you feed yourself through your thoughts, what you interact with, what you watch, what you listen to, it is feeding your consciousness. It is literally like recording something on a CD. We don't say tapes anymore because tapes, what's that? Kids don't even know what tapes are. But anyway, on a CD, a DVD player, what is it, on your hard drive. You know, the things that you find yourself involved in on a regular basis, the conversation you're having, if you're quick to say what women are like and that you hate about women or what you like about men or what you hate about men, you know, you just really we individually have to be responsible to the conversation we're having, the things we're disagreeing with or things we're agreeing with, because everything we agree with becomes part of our consciousness, part of our awareness, and life is consciousness. So much so that, you know, your consciousness or your subconscious mind kicks in when you're not even thinking. So when we're in relationships that are not working, or we say, yep, my mama always said, or my sisters always said, my friends always said, my brother always said. So if what they've always said is working for you, so be it. But I still be careful about that. What's important is, what have you always said? It's important to talk to friends, family, people, and what do you think about this? But it's important for you to be sure to know what you know. And if you don't know, you can say, I don't know. That is, all of that will bring us to a place where we know true love. And it's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. And you know, true love is really knowing that you are love, and that no matter what you're going through and growing through, when you're feeling challenged, when you're feeling shaky, when you don't know if you can make it, being able to say, I need help. I need a minister. I need a life coach. I need a good friend, an accountability partner. I need to go through a 12 step. I need to call my mom. I need to call my grandparents. It's really about us being vulnerable, being willing to show that part of us. And I think, you know, we've said this, but I know for me, as I'm learning, it's willing to be receptive by being more open. And when you're open, that means you reveal a part of yourself that sometimes you'd rather not. Are you willing to grow? Are you willing to shift?
How's your life showing up in the world? Is your life an example of what is possible, or is your life an example of why life sucks? You know, you get to answer that. Now, whatever you come up with is all good. If you're the kind of person who says, don't trust anybody, somebody posts something on my wall, well, not on my wall, I mean, quote that I shared, and it says something about, in this life, there's so many negative things, there's so many bad things going on than good. And I disagree. I disagree that there's so many bad things going on. As a matter of fact, if what you see is just bad and negative and just you just can't handle it, you might want to change your eyesight. You might need to get new kind of glasses to look at life differently, because we own. Oh, this is what it boils down to. Listen to this. I'm getting ready to drop a bomb. Pay attention. This is going to shift your life if you get it. I'm going to tell you. Ready? I won't tell you right now. No, I'll tell you. I won't mess with you. The truth is, we only see what we are. There's a quote, and I think it's Ralph Waldo Emerson. I think so. Don't quote me on that, but I quote him. But I may be misquoted him. But you know what I mean. And it says, we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. So even though we can get others to agree and join with us about why a relationship doesn't work, why it's difficult, or we can join with others why it works, why it's a great thing that could ever happen, or a book that we've read that we love or we hate, it was a waste of time, whatever it is, it's simply a reflection of how you are, how you see the world, your definition, what is good and what is bad. And sometimes, talking about the good and bad again, the things about yourself that you're afraid of, that you're ashamed of, that you're embarrassed about, if you find the courage to reveal that to the world, to your friends, they might get blown away and say, oh my God, I didn't know that part about you. I did not know that part about you. You know, and for me, being transparent here, for me, part of my lesson, and I, last year, in 2011, I committed to working on being authentic. I'm getting there. I'm getting better every day. But now, this year, I messed around and said, I'm going to work on receiving. Because I'm a good giver. I like to give. I give when I don't have anything. I'll go find something for you. I will research something for you. But, well, let me rephrase that. Yes, I'm a good giver, and I know how to receive, but I'm getting better, because I'm living in this moment. I'm getting better at asking, because normally I don't like to ask, because that means a lot of different things. One, you know, I don't want to bother anybody. Well, you know, I don't want to take them out of their way. And the other part for me that's got more of a stronger energy is I have made up a story about myself that if I ask for help, if I ask for support, that could communicate to the others that I'm not strong enough, that I am not who I say I am, or I'm not this guy who's learning about life and growing. Or they might judge me. They might see me less than because I was judged for asking questions. Actually, I'm just making this distinction. Now, maybe, because my parents used to say to me, you ask too much questions. Now, that's interesting. Maybe. Maybe I'm just making that up. We are making life up anyway. But I'm not good at it yet. I'm getting better at being able to ask for help. You know, even this whole thing that I'm going to bring Celeste back to talk about, or the funding that we're doing for Life Conversations Radio, this is a dream that started off as an idea to transform humanity, to give of my gifts, my talent, to spread the words of truth, if you will, to spread the good news. You know, and it's grown. We started in 2004, and here we are, 2012, with so many listeners, so many guests. We had Janet. Next week, tomorrow, we have James Van Prague calling us saying, I want to be on your show. There's so much that is happening that I can't even begin to remember. But there's so much. I've grown so much by learning. I learned from all of my guests. For me, this is a spiritual practice when I do my show. It's not just, oh, let's highlight this great topic. I'm listening and growing together. And it's brought me to a point now to say, yes, you got to confront yourself, Ade. You got to confront yourself, life coach, Ade. You got to confront yourself and tell the truth and live the truth. So for me, being able to ask, you know, Celeste has been very supportive in creating this page of asking people for support to take Life Conversations Radio to the next level. Because normally I'm like, oh, no, I just struggle through it. But we're in this together. I got to take my own medicine. I got to take my own medicine, and the time is now. But really, what I'm saying is for all of us, we got to learn to ask. We got to learn to give. We got to learn to receive. And it's an everyday thing. You breathe. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. You pull back if you're feeling constricted. Like, and then allow yourself to feel grounded. And then, you know, as Janet shared earlier, you know, you might feel quite expansive. You might feel like you're floating and you're feeling grounded. And you can go ask for what you want. But, you know, we're all growing together. All of us. We all have issues. We all have our stuff. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, for those of you who missed it, and just a reminder of what we're doing and just taking Life Conversations Radio to the next level. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. It is really about transforming humanity. We have Here to Inspire on Wednesdays. We have My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love. And this Thursday, Ambassador is coming back. She's having her show on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And there are other people that we're talking to. But for me, it's about really supporting one another. And that you can come to this radio network and hear something that affirms you. That affirms your craziness. If you think, I'm crazy, I'm weird, nobody's like me, I'm the black sheep. You come to Life Conversations Radio and you can say, oh, wow, I met some fellow crazy people. But you may not talk to these crazy people. You may just hear me and say, wow, I thought I was crazy, but he's nuts. Yes, nuts. Never underestimate the spirit. I don't. Life Conversations Radio, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to tell you about this pleasefund.com or the campaign, the drive to take Life Conversations Radio to the next level. And also remember tomorrow, remember not to forget, tomorrow we have James Van Praagh joining us. And if you don't know him, Google him. He's a medium. He helps people just connect with the other side of the veil, because that's all it is. Spirit never dies. Because everything is energy. You can't kill it. It just transforms. You can't create. It's already there. Energy goes on and on and on. In the beginning, energy. In the end, energy. It just keeps transforming. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with, I'll tell you about the pleasefund.com campaign that we are running. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com, and I want you to hear this. We need to hear this, and it, you know, when you talk about having true love and a real relationship and getting the best out of people that you interact with, just take this in. Take this. I want you to answer this question, Carly Jackson. Here's a lesson in oneness. We'll
do
right back.
You see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one.
there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There is no separation, we are one. And we're all, when all the body parts are working together, the heart, the arms, the legs, the kidney, the liver, when all of it are working in harmony and they're healthy and whole, the body, your body feels healthy, your body feels whole. That is healing. So together we've got to ask ourselves, what part of the body am I? What part of the divine consciousness body am I? Or the Christ mind body? Which one? Where do I belong? How do I fit in perfectly to support the whole to experience wholeness? Yes, indeed. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And yes, we are doing a drive, a campaign to expand Life Conversations Radio. We're asking for your support by donating monetary gifts, monetary love, love in action by going to pleasefund.com/pages/347. Some people say backward slash, but, you know, who's right, who's wrong, who knows? PleaseFund.com, fund, F-U-N-D, PleaseFund.com/pages/347. And as I said earlier, for the Bring Celeste on now, she's going to tell you what the rewards you get, whatever you donate and contribute, and we'll have that on the site by the end of the day. Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm great. Are you ready for your rewards?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Then let's go, just jump right on into it. Go ahead, go on. Yeah,
good, go
I might even donate to some of this so I can get coaching with Life Coach Ade, because I heard it's good.
Wow, go you're going to coach yourself? Ooh, that's impressive. So let's just make it clear. The dream is to expand Life Conversations Radio to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, a place where all are welcome to honor and celebrate themselves. Now, you help us on this campaign, we have some rewards for you. For $1 or more, you get a shout-out, no comment a day. And he's going to do it with a smile on his face. So we get to say thank you for supporting us on the air. For $5, you're going to be okay. For $5, you get 4 inspirational recorded messages spread over 2 weeks from our very own Life Coach Ade. You'll get a dose of joy personalized for you by him. He'll help you start your day with all that energy. And he's like that all the time, not just on the air, people. And then for $25, you get to have a personal celestial moment with Celeste Morgan, a spiritual reading, 30 minutes, where you get to learn your destiny or lessons on your path. I'll help you discover your animals and get you in touch with your birth cards. We'll get some clarity on your journey. When you get to donate that $25, you'll get that opportunity with me. Now, for $50 or more, Life Coach Ade is doing group coaching. So you get to gather with him to help you lean into your power effortlessly. He'll help you to remember to be gentle with yourself. We don't have to overdo it. And you get to do this within a community of your brothers and sisters. You'll have that experience 2 times, 1.5-hour sessions spread over 2 weeks. Then, and this is a steal, I just got to say that, $75 individual coaching session, 45 minutes, 2 45-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks. You get a personal touch with Life Coach Ade with an individual coaching session that will help you be transformed. For $100, we move up to 60 minutes, 2 sessions spread over 2 weeks. Again, there's that personal touch with more time. How much can you be transformed? You got to, you know, donate and find out. I can tell you he's good, though. $500 Life Coach Ade will facilitate a workshop at your home, group, or center, maximum of 15 people in the metro Atlanta area. You'll do that, 1 hour, 30 minutes. There's a $1,000 speaker engagement with your group church, or organization in the Metro Atlanta area for 1.5 hours. And let's not forget, we also got a beautiful gift of spiritual healing with Ambassa Safara. We don't know where that donation's going to be, but it's on the list, and we'll make sure that you have that when we load it up on www.pleasefund.com/pages/347. It equals 14, by the way. That's temperance. All about alchemy. Let's make it happen, family.
Ooh, I like that. See, spirit always knows what spirit is doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit always knows. I surrender. I say yes, and I thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much for what you do. You know, people hear me on the radio, well, on this show anyway, they hear me, but it takes a lot to get to this point where we interview the guests. And from all you do behind the scenes, the co-producing and the Facebooking and posting of the shows, thank you. Thank you very much, my sister. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Life is good. It's getting better. And it's time to release the show. And get ready for other things that I've got to do today and see what I create. And tomorrow we'll be back with James Van Praagh, the spiritual medium who's the author of so many books. And if you don't know him, just Google him, James Van, B-A-N, Praagh, P-R-A-A-A-G-H, James Van Praagh. And he'll be here tomorrow. We're going to do some readings. We're not going to have the whole show doing readings. So you just need to segment in 10 right now that you will be chosen, because you are the chosen one. And it doesn't mean if we don't come to your phone, take your phone call, you weren't chosen. But you will be here because you're simply chosen to be here, and you will get your message. Trust me. People told me, I didn't call in, but I got my message. When that caller asked about whatever, I got my message. So tune in tomorrow and every day, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday we have Here to Inspire with Aisha. Thursday, a new show with Ambassador Safara, 7 p.m. Eastern. Aisha is 2 p.m. Eastern. And so much more happening here. And we're growing and we're changing lead into gold. Support. Join the experiment. Become a mad scientist by contributing by going to pleasefund.com/pages/347. And I got to tell you this, I was talking about asking earlier. Woo, there's some growth me doing what I'm doing right now. I'm just being real right now. To ask people to support, I was like, but you know, I thank you for being part of the growth experience. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I will see you tomorrow. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. You deserve yourself at the very least. And keep the love flowing in and out by being loved. Allow the love to come back to you. And we're going to release the show with Blessed Always, the Agape Choir. AgapeLive.com is their website to find out more about the great things they're doing, what Michael Bernard Beckwith is doing, Ricky Byers Beckwith is doing, you know, both of them, and everything else is going on down there. This is Blessed Always. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.